This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today in our 50 Great Voices series, a singer who's revered by everyone from Bob Dylan to Elvis Costello to Keith Richards.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so.
George Jones. His voice is country music.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a beat free.
Golden rain,
golden rain,
with one tiny little stone waiting there.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare.
On the front porch of George Jones' sweeping estate south of Nashville are two round tiles, each with a drawing of a rocking chair and a slash through it, a reminder that he does not need your rocking chair.
This is George.
Hi, y'all.
Melissa Block. It's so great to meet you.
Nice to see you.
George Jones is perfectly tailored, wearing ostrich leather shoes and with that impeccable swoop of white hair. This year, at age 79, he performed about 90 concert dates. Retire? Uh-uh.
I don't know what I'd do with myself. We don't want to lay down and give up just because we're old. Young people think we're crazy. Oh, one morning you'll wake up and look in the mirror like I did and say, what the devil happened? Whoo, where did it go? Oh, Lordy.
Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
George Jones was the youngest of eight kids, born in a log house in the Big Thicket, East Texas, during the Depression. No electricity, but they did have a battery-powered radio. And if you want to figure out where George Jones' voice comes from, he'll tell you it all started there, drifting in over the static.
The only music we ever listened to out in the Piney Woods was Roy Acuff and the Grand Ole Opry. That was the only night of the week I was allowed to lay in the middle of the bed with Mom and Daddy just long enough to hear Roy Acuff sing, then I had to go back to bed.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking.
After that, along came Hank Williams.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
And then Lefty came along.
Lefty Frizzell.
And he was so different, you know.
Always late with your kisses.
My Lord, he'd take a word and twist it around. And the way he would do that phrasing, that just tore me up.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay?
George Jones was 22 when he got his first record deal. It was 1954, Starday Records in Beaumont, Texas, with producer Pappy Daly.
Finally, Pappy Daly came in there and said, George, I've heard you sing like Roy Acuff, Hank Williams, Lefty Frizzell. I just want to know one thing. Can you sing like George Jones? I said, well, I thought you wanted to sell some records.
Another, 'cause there ain't no money in this deal. I mean it, baby. There's no money in this deal.
Whatever it is, the alchemy of Roy, Hank, and Lefty mixed with his own wrenching ache, George Jones can pull and bend notes till they make you hurt. Listen to him drape his voice here.
Just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care.
And that voice has turned on a new generation of country singers.
I'm a fan club member of two bands, U2 and George Jones.
Country star Dierks Bentley is proud to call George Jones a good friend. He even hangs a George Jones bottle opener on the keys to his truck. And what he hears in these songs is pure emotion.
He digs into every lyric, every word, and milks every piece of emotion out of that word or syllable. And it's really unique. It's definitely his own style. Nobody else can copy it.
Do you have a favorite George Jones song?
Walk Through This World with Me probably is my favorite love song. It's so sparse musically and just really leaves this huge space for his voice to really spread out in.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go.
I've heard people say this too, that he sometimes sounds like he's singing through clenched teeth, kind of.
Yeah. I need you so. I do see that singing through clenched teeth is kind of holding that pain back. I don't know.
He embarrasses his child and wife. Lord, he leads a miserable life. But still he thinks the bottle is his right hand.
George Jones sings what he knows. Decades of hard drinking, drug addiction, and violent rages. Bankruptcy. Rehab that failed, marriages that failed, most famously with his longtime singing partner, Tammy Wynette. All the hard stuff filters into his songs.
I'm crazy over a ballad, you know, one that's got a story and it's different, you know, from something you've heard before.
Which brings us to this, a song about unrequited love taken to the grave.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind.
After George Jones finished recording this song, he told producer Billy Sherrill it was too morbid.
I said, Billy, I love the song, but I said it ain't gonna sell. It's too sad. But anyhow, how wrong can one person be? That turned out to be the signature song of my whole entire career.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a reef upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
I think people think of George Jones songs a lot of the time as being songs about heartbreak, songs about pain.
Yeah, it's not that you're unhappy when you're doing ballad. It's just that I try to live the song during that 3 minutes or whatever it is. Oh, Lord, you know, you try to step in that person's shoes. It seems for some reason the words tell you right away that you know how they feel.
Well, Mr. Jones, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for letting us come visit you.
Thank you all for being so nice. I do appreciate very much y'all coming.
If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today. Living, dying with the choices I've made.
George Jones, one of our 50 great voices. We spoke at his home in Franklin, Tennessee.
Living and dying with the choices I made.
You're listening to All Things Considered.